Hello, my friends. This is another preview to a bonus episode that we do over on the Patreon feed. And so with these bonus episodes, I like to go back to former guests and just catch up with them based on what we talked about on their show and see if things have changed a little bit. Maybe they had some feedback from people that they didn't expect, or maybe they just learned something new about themselves by sharing the story. And so in this clip, I wanted to share just a little piece of the latest conversation that I had. If you're interested in checking out the full bonus episodes, you can head over to the Patreon page, which is www.thelifeshiftpodcast.com/join. And there is a special tier that gets you ad-free episodes, early release episodes, and the bonus episodes. Come on over, check out the Patreon community, and see how you can support the show if you're interested. But without further ado, here's a preview of the latest bonus episode. Remember in your conversation or in our conversation, a lot of the things we talked about kind of also like had this linkage to you as a child and the things that you gravitated towards and the dedication that you had towards the things that you were passionate about, whether that was, you know, competitive cheerleading or whether that was the computer stuff and your nerdy side.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that was. And I think I liked that element, because I think so many of us have these passions as kids and we either are like pulled away from them or told that they're not valid or they're not something that you could make a career out of or those kind of things. And so I think it's nice for those of us that got pulled away from those things to hear people like you that like it's still burning, that fire's still burning well into your old age now, because you're just slightly younger than me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was out of the blue, I was actually talking about this with a friend yesterday. A lot of times we get pulled away from what we're attracted to as a kid. You know, as a kid, I was, I loved to like just play in my room with my own toys by myself, like in the corner. And I would create stories and stuff like that. And for me, it was a challenge for me to interact with other people at first. And this, you know, working by myself at home building websites, there's a lot of alone time. But I do like that aspect to it. Now, I do have to force myself to get out and talk to people and see people. But yes, I do feel like that when I was... because I was a deputy sheriff for 13 years, that I wasn't able to do that as much, like just come up with ideas by myself. And I felt that coming back to this job was coming back to that, as playing, you know, with my own toys as a kid, you know. And then the type of thought process, my curiosity as a kid, you know, I was able to tap into that again, even deeper now that I do this job.
It's kind of like bringing that childhood wonder or that like that ability to like think outside of whatever the rules were.